Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Donovan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Wait, I think
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. I'm doing good, and you?
Okay, all right. I'm just going to go over the write-up with you. I see that you already went in and signed it.
Correct.
So we're just going to read through it. If you want to pull it back up, we can read through it together. But I just got to go over it and see if you have any questions, stuff like that. So I'm just going to read through it. You are a great agent. You have a ton of potential to go far with ASK. I could see you in escalations and stuff like that in the future. You're comfortable on the computer. You effectively use the scripts and notes to handle calls. On Tuesday, on the 18th, you know that you and I spoke about a call where you were sitting there but not assisting a customer. And I did let you know at that time that, you know, if QA were to catch that it is an automatic write-up. You know, we can't sit on calls like that. So we discussed that during our team meeting, which was right after, you know, immediately following that call. Let's see here. After that team meeting, you were doing it again, the same thing on five more Penguin calls. Three of them the same day that you and I spoke, but later that evening. One that ended at 25 seconds. It was a dead air call. There was not a customer on the line, but you didn't disposition the call until after 18 minutes. There was one where you did actually, I think, assist a customer. It ended at 3 minutes and 50 seconds, but you didn't disposition it until about 10 minutes later. I think there was another one there on that same night. There was about 7 minutes that you sat on a call. And then the following day, there were two more, you know, one of them which you sat on the call for about 20 minutes. The other one was about the same thing, about 20 minutes there. So, you know, actions of this nature are a direct violation of ASK's call handling policy and abuse of company time. Additionally, you know, it can have major repercussions like customer disputing the charge against our client or the client just taking their business somewhere else. You know, if they see us handling calls incorrectly, wasting their money, because some of these clients pay like per minute, some of them pay per call as far as us handling their account. So, you know, that could be a loss of money for the client, and that doesn't look good at all. So that is why, you know, this has gone straight up to a written warning. I know that you have a positive outlook and you do well, you know, when applying feedback. Anytime I've, you know, come with you to anything, you normally understand and you do well going forward. So I'm confident that, you know, you'll get this one corrected as well. But I do have to let you know that should future infractions of this same nature occur, it will be escalated disciplinary actions, which would include loss of home privileges. You'd have to go back in-house and work, you know, up to and including termination. Okay, you got any questions for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's pretty straightforward. I understand.
All right. Okay. I mean, I tried to have you back when I talked to you Tuesday, and, you know,
I completely understand.
Same thing then, but, you know. But, I mean, you know, I'm here if you need anything, if you have any questions, just let me know. And
absolutely.
All right, well, we will talk soon. I appreciate your time, Donovan.
No, I appreciate yours as well.
No problem. You have a good evening. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.